shit ain't on me, it's in me, nigga. SQ1, nigga. Niggas ask why I think I'm the best. Cause I'm real shit, I ain't got guests. On my main, got a wop with a beam and a scope. It'll knock me a bird out of the air. Think I'm capping, nigga, give me a test.
Let that run a little bit, man. Young Gru, Adam Manassas. What up, Chief? What up? You know I'm tagging. DMV Mario, all that good stuff. What up?
I was locked in the cell, losing patience, but I had to prevail. Ain't no sleeping cause I'm constantly thinking at night, and that bitch ain't got hotter than hell.
No hooks, man, no hooks.
All these sucker niggas ain't gonna mix.
Yo, happy hump day. Welcome, BYOV episode 5, man. Season 1, what up, Tasha?
I'm great, how are you?
I'm cool. You know, everything.
Good.
Won't complain, man. I will not complain.
You look very, I just want to tell you, you look casting sharp tonight.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Yeah, no,
you know what I'm saying? That's nice. We like compliments too. I like what you're doing right there, man. You got your setup going with the unk on. I see the unk.
The what?
I see the unk, the ring. That's the unk.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Okay, you're right. You got it.
Yeah, so
thank you very much.
I appreciate it, man. I appreciate
what I can do when I can do it.
Exactly. And we're off and running, man. We got a jam-packed show today with Miss Taylor Mountain.
Yes, Taylor. Let me go and
Taylor.
Get it.
Taylor, I'm sorry.
It's okay. No, okay. It's okay. I've
got a little something on
so,
it.
No. So yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So that is my sister.
Okay.
And so hook me up, Jamie. Keep me straight.
Here we go.
That's my sister, and so I'm super, super, super excited for her to come join us.
Right.
She has been going to school forever, getting all these masters, and just being an awesome. She's younger than me, so she's my little sister. But
right.
Super proud of her. She's out here getting all these degrees and holding things down, and she's actually a life coach,
okay,
and a therapist as well, again, licensed therapist. So I'm so looking forward to her joining us a little bit later in the show, and just dropping some knowledge with us. I've said since our first show here, and I always say, I love being a pyramids consultant. I learn a lot. I try to make sure I'm educated, and we always say stay a student. We always try to keep ourselves educated so
right.
We can, stay on the cutting edge of whatever is changing or whatever's going on with people. But, I try to also to understand my lane as well. So that's why I have people in my corner like Dr. Z, that we brought a couple weeks ago. She can kind of speak to things more on the medical aspect and know what she's talking about.
Right.
And, I learn and grow from her, and yes, we kind of bounce off each other.
Certified,
and the
right.
Same thing with Taylor. She's just an awesome, awesome girl anyway, woman. She's a woman. She's a fully grown woman.
Trust me,
I'm
bro.
So sorry.
She's a fully grown
it's hard
woman.
To see somebody outside of that. You know what I'm saying?
She's
like this,
woman.
when you're grown up together, she's an awesome girl. She is a grown woman,
yes,
fully
she
grown.
Is.
Yeah,
yes,
she's holding it down.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, same thing with her on her aspect. She's a therapist and
right.
I know her. She's such a good heart, and I know she's out there doing great things and helping people to heal and just live better, more healthy lives. And so I'm definitely excited. She was one of the first people on my little list of people I wanted to get on here with us, so we can get that rolling and just kind of spread the love and spread the knowledge as well.
And that list is growing, actually.
It is. I'm
crazy.
So excited,
hey,
man.
Shout out to
you.
Everybody, man. I appreciate y'all tapping in with your boy Pressure, Miss Natasha, man. It's
a
been
lot of love.
A lot of love, dog.
I love it.
I really do, because
yeah,
like there's so many businesses out here, and I see y'all doing great things.
Yeah.
I highly appreciate everybody doing everything that they're doing. I have no problem, shooting you guys out, man. And if you want your business shout out, man, hit me up. BYOVibe@gmail.com. I'm more than happy to plug you. You know what I'm saying? Pause. But you know what I'm saying? We're gonna get things. Happy hump day. Don't take it the wrong way. But nah, man, like for real, we want to be able to promote your business, get you all out there and things of that nature. We definitely have a plethora of ways of doing it. This broadcast, Rhythmix, is a global reach. So it's not just local, man. We're hitting people overseas too. So get yourself out there. Make sure you're prepared. Have all your details, your website and all that up and running. And if you don't, let me know. We have a solution for that, man. Shout out to GWIG. It's one of my organizations, Generational Wealth Investment Group. It's a group of 10 young brothers, between, the ages of 20 and 30 and 40, came together as a collective to provide services to you. So if you want to check that out, learn a little bit more, go to the GWIG, GWIG.com, and check it out. See all the different services from entertainment to media management to commercial and production. We're able to fill those type of needs. So if you need logos, man, you gotta holler at my girl Sin. Let me know. I got a special going on with her. If you are watching BYOV, you know, I got a special tag for you to plug into her so she can help you with your logo. So if you like our logo, she's the one that designed it. Shout out to you, Sin. Appreciate everything that you're doing. So, yeah, we're outside of that. Just a quick question. You did mention that she was in school for a while, right?
Mm-hmm. She's got a couple master's degrees.
So what is your take on people who are long-term school people, mm-hmm. and then you have people who are going for certification? Because, you know, back in the day, all our parents said, you better go to school. You better go to school. And then you have those who just go get certifications. What are your thoughts on that in today's climate?
I'm all for it. I feel like as long as you're trying to better yourself one way or the other, there's not one specific path that, you know, it should be what suits you, what works for you, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I know people that haven't graduated high school and they are doing very well, you know, right. And then I know people that have the master's and the bachelor's and the doctors even, and they're just in debt and can't, you know, can't find a good job and they're unhappy with life, you know, right. I feel like it's just a bigger picture is whatever is going to help you get where you're trying to go in life, you know, and some people, you know, just everybody's different, right? Some people don't have the patience to be sitting in school this that long, you know, or the opportunity or the money or whatever, but that does not define, you know, or limit or what have you, your capabilities and your abilities to do what you want in this life. So I say, as long as you're improving yourself and going for whatever makes you happy, go for it.
Because it's so different. Because when I was coming up, you know, the big thing was, you're going to college. You're going to do better than I did. You're going to college. It wasn't really an option to go get a certification. You can't be like, mom or dad or whomever, I'm going to go get my certification. Mm-hmm. It wasn't really like that. It was like you have to go to that 2 or 4 year university.
That's in your household, because I already see, just, you know, from getting the shout out Miss Mason, you're meeting your awesome mother. I can already tell, especially having a black man, she wasn't having it. She was not about to have you out here, you know what I'm saying? Not ready for the world, right? Not ready to be all that you can be, you know, right. And all that. So I can see that. And I'm all for it. And I get that, you know, you want to put that in them young, but the consider at the end of the day, just college is not for everybody.
It's not,
you know,
it's not. It's really not. Not. I mean, if you look at it right now, you know, you saw what Biden just did. He's pretty much balking at the 50K forgiveness, right? So everybody was excited because, look, he's about to forgive 50K of student loans.
I know. I keep getting them calls from all them different random cities that I never heard of.
Oh, I'd be like, well, who is this?
And I'm like, I really want to answer it. I really want to talk to him. I'm just nervous about how legit it is, but I'm all for that, for sure.
God. You are approved.
I definitely got them school loans stacked up.
No, I'd be like, yo, this is sketchy, man. What, approved for what? What am I getting in return? Are you going to call me more? Are you going to send me to a credit repair person? Like, what's happening?
No, they're calling more and more, I feel like, these days.
Oh, man, it's struggling between them. Daggone warranty support, warranty.
Right. Okay, so you on the same list I'm on? Because
everybody on this list, bro. We can't get off this list.
Like, how do we get here? How do we get off?
I don't know. I think we talked about it. Like, I had a 571. I got a 703. I got a 301. Hit me faithfully every day.
All around the DMV, huh?
I'd be like, bruh. Y'all for the streets, man. They just out here getting anybody anyways. I'm off tangent, so. Yeah.
But it's okay. I mean, like I said, going back to just, you know, kind of going back to what we were talking about earlier, just, I guess, education, if you're trying to improve yourself and make a better life, follow your path, whatever makes you happy. There's, you know, electricians, and we need all those people in this world, right? We all have our own, you know, gifts and talents and things to add, and, you know, and we all have to work together, right, as a group, as a people, right, as a community. And so we all need those different aspects, and they don't all require that everybody go to college.
That's right.
Just do what works for you.
And we got to learn how to leverage our people a little bit better.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people in here that do things that you need done. But it's just the stigma of you having to go out to go find it versus using your people.
Yeah. And that's all, I'm all for it. And that's what we're trying to do here, right? We're trying to put, you know, plug in people that we know. They're out here doing amazing things.
Right.
I feel like I'm always excited about our guests. Like, we, you know, just to get to learn and pick their brains and the things that they're doing and what their contribution is to our community and to the world and seeing what that is and how can that make your life better? You know what I'm saying? Or, right. You know, what you're surrounding yourself with, or who you're surrounding yourself with. Just have that additional information. So I'm always excited. And like I said, we all have a purpose. You know, we all have a role to play.
Right. So again, if you have a business, you have a small business, you need help marketing, let us help you. You know, we're offering our services. You know, we don't mind plugging you, especially from way back and things like that. You went to school with us, hit us up. Yo, can you help me out? No problem doing so, because we all need to help each other out, because at the end of the day, it's going to help all of us, right, to grow as a community. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what we want to bring here at Bring Your Own Vibe. So,
absolutely.
So that's where we're at with that. But are you ready for the snow?
Yes, I am.
No.
I need a break.
No.
I need a pause. My life is in chaos right now. I'm looking forward to having a pause and a chill day to just kind of get things in order. So I am.
They already canceled school.
I know. I saw. I got the text earlier.
Everybody got the bat signal.
I'm not telling my kids. Oh,
my. They already got it. They be the first one to have it.
They going to bed. Well, mine don't. Man. They going to bed regular school time. You know, but no. They already know. You know, they obviously exposed to technology and stuff. That they are. They know so much so early. So
that's very toxic of them because they be on there. But there you go. Look. No school.
Yeah.
Right at bedtime. No school. No school.
Set up.
We're staying up. I'm like, bruh.
I said, I'm trying to keep you on schedule. You know. So for Friday.
I use that. Like, listen, you need to stay on schedule to make sure your sleep doesn't be interrupted. I got things to do.
Yeah, mommy do got things to do after you go to bed. For sure. It's my time.
Me time. My personal time.
I literally have a song. For bedtime. I'm not going to embarrass myself by singing it here, but you've been to my house around that time. I just sang the song. It is my favorite time of day.
Man, I feel for them people that got a lot of kids, man. It's rough, man. Hey. I don't know how y'all do it. I mean,
Make your bed, you got to lay in it. Shoot.
That's how they got there. What do we do? And we're off and running.
It wasn't just laying in it.
Listen. Somebody knocking. Mm-mm. You hear a knocking? Let her in.
No, I know, you know, and I keep reminding myself and just, you know, I'm so appreciative actually of this time to spend time with my daughters that I would never have had this much time to see them and be around them and watch them develop and grow in this, you know, in this phase of their life. So I'm grateful for it. I'm ready for the snow day. I'm not going to
snow
days. You're right. We're going to close out the week like this. You're right. Right. Bro, it's going to roll out into the weekend. So.
Yeah, man. You're about to have like a 5-day weekend. Or 4-day weekend. I'm sorry. This Thursday. Friday. I know right now Prince William's like, you know what?
Yeah,
go ahead and give it to him. Go ahead and give it to him. Fridays are a wrap.
At least a 2-hour delay. At the very least, a 2-hour delay.
I'm trying to tell you right now. Friday's done. Friday is done. It's done.
All
right. Because they're not. Why even risk it? Let's just make it all a long weekend.
Yeah.
Get back to the teachers, man.
Yeah. That's true. Shout out to them, man. I don't know. It was fun. My kids in particular, they are doing a hybrid schedule. So, like, half the kids come in twice a week to enter into the classroom, and the other ones are virtual. So, them poor teachers have to accommodate, you know, all the kids doing all the different things on the different days and deal with the parents and deal with, you know, the kids. So, shout out to them, boy. Because,
man, they have to teach the kids. They have to teach the kids in school. Mm-hmm. Then they got to teach the kids virtually.
Right.
Then they still got their meetings. Right. And then they got the meetings after all of that said and done to follow up on all that stuff.
And they
got
to take care of their families.
Listen, man.
And their kids are done. Listen. So I'm sure they're probably ready for this snow day as well.
Man,
I'm sure.
They already turning up right now. Yeah. They got the best single long time ago. They got the music up right now. Sheesh. But I hope you snowed in with the right one, though. You snowed in with the wrong one. And you can't go nowhere. Claude, have mercy.
You messy.
What you mean? I'm just saying. Okay, my bad.
Well, I just wanted to, you know, I tried to touch on some type of wellness aspect, focus, et cetera, you know, every week when we come to for us to like kind of divulge on and discuss. And the topic for tonight is confidence.
Ooh. I like it too.
Mm-hmm. Just came to me. So, no confidence. And I think, you know, I was trying to make sure it ties in kind of with our guests and what they're bringing to the table as well. But confidence is so important. It's funny. We touched on it a little bit earlier. Shout outs to Conversations on the Rocks. They had me on their show on Monday evening. We were touching on that just a little bit and just how much goes into that as an individual and how much that rolls out and bleeds into any relationships really that you're having with friends, with particularly if you're in a romantic, you know, a committed relationship. Just how important it is, right? Because if you don't have that confidence in yourself, it really affects the way that you show up. It affects the way you show up in a relationship. It affects the way that you perceive things. Yep. It affects the way that you hear things. That you hear your partner in your conversations.
And you receive the information.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And the confidence is just, it's really important. And in the other side of it, right, insecurity. And just how much, you know, and it's funny, like, I'm always, like, brainstorming what we're going to talk about. But I was just thinking about, like, one of my favorite shows that just hit me a little bit earlier is Insecure, right?
I like Insecure.
They made a whole, love that show. That's my show.
I saw season one.
Okay.
I got, like, halfway through season two.
Okay.
Remember, because they cut off or something like that. Anyway, Issa, I like Issa, man. She's cool.
So you need to go back. Since you probably have, I would assume, more time a little bit now on your hands now, you can go back because I think it's up to like season three or four now. Mm-hmm. And so I think there's one more I heard coming out. But it's such a huge factor. And I've heard, you know, again, I really do enjoy being a consultant. I enjoy getting to talk to people and talk to them about the things that are going on in their relationships and the things that can help them, or, you know, just suggestions or just different, you know, kind of just, sometimes people just need somebody to talk to, right? At the end of the day, right? To get that up, get that up off of them. And, because we'll talk more about that again later as well. But just kind of, you know, understand what's going on with them. And I've heard a lot of people in different ways have had relationships, long relationships that have come to a head or come to an end, or, you know, kind of took a drastic turn. And it's a lot based on insecurity, or, you know, a lot contributing to insecurity, right? Yeah. And it's really crazy and it's really sad, because, you know, you can have people that really love each other and care about each other, but because of their own individual issues that they cannot get past, you know, that has nothing to do with the other person.
Right.
They are just like, they have a wall up, or they have guards up, or they have, I mean, it just manifests itself in different ways, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, for instance, you have people that sometimes, unfortunately, turn to violence, right? To abuse. Yeah. That's usually, it's usually because of some form of insecurity that's going on with them themselves that's manifesting. And that's something I definitely want to talk a little bit more about with Taylor in a little while when she comes, and let, you know, get her take on all that.
I definitely got questions about that.
Yeah,
too,
and definitely for sure. Definitely leverage her expertise on that. And also, too, just, you know, just having the confidence within yourself as well. Sometimes, and I've heard a lot of women particularly that have told me that, you know, after they have babies and their bodies change, that they do not feel confident or comfortable with their own bodies anymore.
Yep.
And so it's hard for them to show up when it comes to having sexual intercourse, right, with their partner, because they are so, and it's sad to say it like that, but they're pretty much just turned off by them. By themselves, you know, they turn themselves off, right? They're so not stimulated or whatever, because they're so focused on the one or two aspects of their body that they don't like, or that they, you know, feel bad about, and just kind of disregard the whole rest of your whole, you know, temple.
this amazing temple that
we have, especially as women. Like, and just, you know, I just encourage women that feel that way, because I get it, because I, you know, my daughters are 8 now, but when I had, especially twins, yeah, that was game changer in a lot of different ways. And I just, you know, some things will just never be the same as they used to be. But I mean, it is what it is. When I think about the reality of the fact that my body was able to bring two amazing human beings onto this earth, and like that so far exceeds like the stretch marks, the you know, the whatever, you know
right.
what I'm saying?
That,
you know? Now, we going to talk about that too, because I got some stuff to help you.
Wait a minute.
To help you with
somebody
that.
Somebody may like Tiger Stripes, dog.
You're right. And that's the thing too, I think. I try not to generalize or stereotype anybody or anytime. I try not to. But correct me if I'm wrong here. For the most part, I think women, we focus on the stretch marks, the cellulite, the whatever, right?
Okay.
But men, from what I perceive and what I've heard, y'all really don't give a shit about any of that.
No. I'm going to tell you straight up, no. It doesn't matter. I mean, at the end of the day, If he's gonna give it to you, he's gonna give it to you.
Right.
And if you want it, you're gonna take it. Am I lying? I mean, it's legit. I don't care what you're talking about. There's nothing wrong with me. Stop asking me what's wrong with me, because you know this is true. If I want the jump, I'm gonna take it. And she's like, I want you to take it. And then it becomes a game. Now we're having fun doing this. This is what we're doing. BBWs, everything. Don't matter. The fupa.
Yeah,
I want a little fupa on the chalupa.
Really?
A little fupa on the chalupa. Shit, man, we're cussing for the pussy. Hey, but I'm leaving alone.
Just real quick before you get too carried away with yourself, bring it back. Bring it back. Just
you got it. You got it. I left
so, because I gotta get my pure romance flavor going
Jesus
on real quick.
He's fixing it. Jesus, so fixing it right now.
Just a couple of things I wanted to that I wanted to show you guys to help women that maybe are having issues with that. You know, and of course, if you really have serious and you know, body image issues vary with women. And that's really, honestly, regardless of having babies, right? There's women that have issues with anorexia, bulimia, all different kinds of things. It just, you know, it's funny. And when, as women in general, I feel like like we always have something. I've seen some stunning, some baddies, right? From my clients and friends, whatever. And they always have one thing that they don't like, at least one thing they don't like about their body, one thing they're not happy about, one thing they wish they could change or whatever, at least one thing, right? So I guess that's just what it is. We have to really learn to love ourselves and accept ourselves. But while we're on that journey, ladies, there's a couple of things I wanted to show you, and the men too.
What we got going on?
A couple of pieces, couple of pure romance pieces.
Okay.
Yep.
What's that?
So this is Twilight. And this is a more...
You got names for it?
Yeah, they got names.
Sheesh.
Yes. This is Twilight, and this is a more modest, I guess, piece, if you will.
That's nice.
Excuse me.
That's actually
so
nice.
So it's got a little robe to it. Wait, and you know, yeah. I know, I'm going to get myself together. I'm going to get my life in order. Please, I told you, man. I need a break.
You got Twilight. You lit it last night.
So this is...
That's why she got a name for it. It's called Twilight. He said, call it
it's
Twilight.
It's two pieces, and it's got a little robe that goes to it, and I promise you I'm going to get it together.
Okay.
Get it on the hanger. Here we go. No, I'm not.
Lord. Jesus fixed it.
Here we go. Anyway, so, and this is actually, like I said, just laundry in general. Now, you know, women will be like, well, you know, why do I need to wear lingerie? It's just going to end up on the floor. Well, first of all, it doesn't have to, right?
Right, right,
keep it on. Keep it on. It makes things a little more fun. But also, too.
That's what I want to get to, that one.
Yeah, well, so this is, yeah, the second piece. So you could wear it with it or by itself. I think
bingo.
That's a little more
that's
fun
what I'm
by
talking
itself.
About. That's the lingerie. No, for real. This is you layering it. Why are you layering?
Because we have, like, people to have options,
yeah,
right? Like I said,
options.
it's not all about the partner.
You got it.
This is a lot for the women, for themselves. You wear it for yourself
okay,
as well.
I got
you know what I'm saying? Wear it for yourself.
It.
So that it's just one of those things that you can utilize, a tool you can utilize to cover up things that you don't necessarily like about your body.
I got
and
it.
Then to enhance the things that you do like about your body.
Hey,
so this is one of the more modest ones.
Okay. So, but that's free game.
Okay,
so
well,
from that perspective, like, cause me personally, this gotta go.
You like the shell on the outside better.
You just need
that's
this,
more my style too.
This and nothing else. We good. We
yeah.
good money.
That's
just me.
But like I said, we gotta, you know, try to address different people and different tastes
okay.
or whatever. We have different levels.
There go Twilight. Bye.
Bye.
We got, what's this?
This is Blush right here. So this is a baby doll.
Okay.
It's like a baby, again, just like I said, just something that, you know, for women that don't like their stomachs or what have you.
Right.
Something they can enhance, you know, you make like your breasts, you know, more than your stomach. You might want to hide that.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a, like I said, you can cover that up. And then it's got a matching G-string to go with it.
Mm-hmm.
All of the sets have have at least two pieces and usually a matching panty set to go with it.
Okay.
And then right here, you have a little peekaboo. So, you know, you got the G-string on and you got to poke it out in the back,
mm-hmm.
you know. And like I said, just cover up the things that you don't necessarily care for about yourself and then enhance the things that you do.
So technically, like, lingerie is kind of like for women too.
It completely is. Like I said, it don't have to come off and be on the floor.
Yeah, so because
like I said, I mean, honestly, I wear it for myself, to be perfectly honest with you, because just to it helps me feel better. It makes me feel more confident about myself, you know what I'm saying?
But that's a misconception for men.
Even when I'm by myself at home by myself,
but that's what I'm saying. So it's a misconception for men. So a man thinks, like, you know what I'm saying, you're getting the lingerie for me. It's mm-hmm. not necessary. More than likely, it's not necessarily for you. You're getting a lingerie to help her become more confident in what she's doing.
Mm, absolutely.
Therefore, enhancing her performance in whatever it is that she's doing. So if you go shopping at one of these stores, or if you go to Pure Romance.
PureRomance.com.
There you go.
/ Natasha Woods.
There we go. Then you're really shopping for her. So you should technically be shopping in tandem to figure out what she likes. It's not for you. It's for her. So.
Well, yes and no, right?
I
completely agree with your perspective, but I think the bigger perspective on all that is for both of you, right? It's helping the relationship out at the end of the day, right? So you're both winning, right? If she, like you said, then mirroring what you said, if mm-hmm. she's more confident, she's going to be more into it,
right.
You know, and it's just a win-win for everybody. So, but yeah, it is. I mean, yeah. So anyway, but this is the last piece I brought. This is Sexy Back. So, just, you know, it's called Sexy Back because of the straps on the back, whatever. But, yeah, just again, just different tools and things we can do to help ourselves to be more confident.
Full disclosure, I'm not personally, no, we're good with Twilight and the drapage. Easy
that's
access.
All you need, huh?
Listen, the black
lace.
Easy access. Boom, boom, boom. If I got to start unbuttoning,
you don't have to do anything with that.
Well, it's not a tear away.
No, you just lift it up.
No, I don't know.
No.
No, I want the fupa and everything. I don't want,
you want
the,
it
like,
all out.
I want all that on me.
Okay.
Personally, that's my personal preference. I don't want no like extra because that's not you. That's like
okay.
You know, but
okay.
It, yeah.
Well, to each his own. I mean, everybody is a little different. Just a couple other things though too.
But they look nice though. I really like the.
Thank you.
Like
and Pure Romance is really good about using really high quality material.
That's good.
It's not itchy and scratchy like for a lot of women. I know we look at things that have lace on it and they're itchy and you just want to like rip it off and it's not the case. This is very small, soft and smooth.
Okay.
On your skin and everything. So just a couple of things too. You know, I was mentioning earlier, you know, for the women that do have the fupa and have had the babies and that tummy's not exactly the same,
mm-hmm.
An amazing product that I literally use every single day, morning and night, is called Body Boost. And Body Boost is a skin tightening cream. Okay. You want to hold it. Yeah. So it's not, I think that one's sealed up. But anyway, but it just literally is a skin tightener. We call it spackle for the skin.
Okay.
It gets rid of the divots and the bumps and the lumps that we, again, as women are concerned about and care about, that men don't care nothing about. I mean, so I shouldn't say that, because some men actually use it as well, because they care about having smooth skin and, you know, kind of tightening that skin as well. And I've tried other, no joke, just even aside as a, besides me being a consultant, I've tried other brands of skin tightening cream, mm-hmm. and it just made me want to go right back to Pyramids, because it's really good. It has caffeine in it that plumps up your skin. It's just amazing. Use it on your stomach. Well, I use it on my stomach, but you can use it wherever. I've seen women use it on their face to lift and tighten up their skin, on their face, their chin, mm-hmm. help get rid of their double chin, things like that. So just use it like the morning and night, rub it in for about 30 seconds, and it makes, and even the 30 days, you'll notice such a big difference on your skin. It just tightens and lifts everything.
It's a good regimen.
Yeah, it is really cool. I mean, especially, you know, none of us get any younger. Well, everything starts to like slowly droop and slide down, so we want to do everything we can to kind of keep it up mm-hmm, where it's supposed mm-hmm, to be, right? Mm-hmm, and it's something mm-hmm. especially everybody lost a lot of weight, and you know, when you do that, right, so especially if you're doing it pretty quickly, you know, that skin is just not the same. It's not as tight or taut yeah. as it used to be. Mm-hmm. So anything we can do to help boost it up, you know, get that body boost in.
Still
so
cookie though,
yeah.
You know what happened to cookies, don't you?
No, I don't know.
You don't know what happens to cookies? No. You don't know what happens to cookies?
You tell me.
Ask the Cookie Monster. I'm going to leave it right there. Cookie Monster. Shout out to Cookie Monster. Always good.
So a couple more things, and then I know we're going to get ready for our guests in a few minutes, so I'm super excited about that. I'm just laughing because I already know you're about to cut it. So again, going back to my ladies, they're talking about the, you know, the ones that have had the babies and stuff. Mm-hmm. Or not even just for them. It's called Like a Virgin.
Who?
Like a Virgin.
Okay.
And it is a puckering cream.
You got my attention. Go ahead.
It's a puckering cream.
It's a what now?
A puckering cream.
What's
so
that?
It's a tightening cream that tightens the vaginal opening.
Oh.
So it makes you feel tight like a virgin again, right? So you put it on, it lasts for 24 hours. You can put it, it lasts for 24 hours. Yes, exactly. So you definitely want to make sure that if you are using something like that and your skin is kind of puckering and creating a tighter sensation and feeling around your partner, you know, if they have a penis, that you want to use lubricant as well with this. But yeah, so it's awesome. It, like I said, it's like a virgin. It makes you feel tight again like a virgin.
So she feels tight again?
She feels tight again. It makes the vaginal vaginal opening tighter. There you go. So for the women that have pushed through them 10-pound babies and all that, bless y'all, because I had a C-section. I punked out. I couldn't do it. for the women that have pushed out all the...
I don't know if you can see that.
But. Yeah, there you go. Like a virgin.
No, okay, I need to do it. Go, it's okay. That's my boy, JB. There you go. JB, my man.
And then last thing, I never want to leave my fellas out. Again, we're talking about confidence boosters, confidence builders. Something that actually, once I started doing some additional events and getting to incorporate the fellas more into my business, something actually has been in huge demand. And this is called Up All Night.
Up. All night.
Up All Night. Y'all remember the show back in the day?
I remember the show. I got a few questions about Up All
Night. It's like MTV, right?
Ma'am.
Up All Night, yes.
We're going to talk about it.
Well, that's what we're here for.
Go ahead, ma'am.
This is for, to assist the gentlemen, the fellas, that the people that have penises. Should I say the correct way? Mm-hmm. Politically correct. So the people that have penises. This is to help for the erections to last longer, for your erections to last longer. So, you know, as men especially get older, you have different issues, health issues, diabetes, whatever, loss of testosterone.
Some people feel certain.
You're right.
Just say some You're absolutely right.
Definitely don't want to offend anybody. Some men may experience different issues.
Some do.
You know, and it comes in, that's another thing too I wanted to talk about as well. It's like, you know, there's just like this, for men that have issues like that, right, particularly if it's related to the health mm-hmm. issues, and that's a result of your health issues, there is kind of a shame, right? There's a shame and a stigma that comes along with that. And the reality is, at the end of the day, we are human beings, right? There's only so much you can do to control the functions of your body. And at the end of the day, it boils down to your blood flow and your circulation, right? Mm-hmm. And if you're having issues with diabetes, heart issues, health, things like that, some cancer treatments, things like that, a lot of that stuff really does take away from the ability that you might have had, you know, when you were younger, had more testosterone to remain erect longer. So Up All Night is a cream that is a that is made to help assist in helping with that. So like I said, I know a lot of my clients have experienced and expressed different issues that they've experienced with that. So that's Up All Night. So this is again, all these items, all these products are available pureromance.com/Natasha Woods. And as always, if you guys have any questions, issues, you're not sure how to use it, you're not sure what to do, you know, what have you, please feel free to reach out to me on my Instagram at teapartiesbypr. Mm-hmm. And then on Facebook, Natasha Woods. And then, of course, again, my website is www.pureromance.com/Natasha Woods.
So you got that down pat.
Hey, I'm getting there.
Listen, man, you got your business. You got to come correct, please. Tell me all your business stuff. Have it everything down pat. Do you see how she did it? Reel in, out. She done plugged herself like 8 times. So you should know.
Hold on real quick, since you said that. Go ahead. As we're getting ready to take a short break before we bring my sissy on here, I want to make sure that you guys...
No. Say her name,
before
please.
Taylor Mountain
Thank
comes
you.
On here
She's
to join
a grown
us. I'm sorry.
Woman.
I can't help it. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to...
There's some guys out there who is interested in... Taylor.
She's still my sister. I can't call her my sister.
I'm helping my folks. Listen, man, people out here shooting shots every day. I'm not shooting, but there's some guys. I'm just saying, man.
So before we bring Miss Taylor Mountain,
thank you,
on the show,
you're welcome,
I just
Taylor.
Wanted to let everybody know
she's
that
trying
we,
to play you right now.
She is. We already talked about it earlier, and she is definitely open to anybody that has any questions, concerns. Again, like I said, she is licensed and certified. She's awesome. So please feel free to give us a call. We're at 703-951-7003, and that's for the local and for on WhatsApp for those who are international. So please feel free to join us and call in and give her some awesome questions. So,
well, I got a quick question for you before we cut to the break. Is it a such thing as too long? In terms of the amount of time in the bedroom, I've heard scuttlebutt.
What the hell does that mean?
I heard things around the water cooler. I'm not going to point it anyway, you know what I mean? It's scuttlebutt. They call it scuttlebutt. Where there is a finite time, like, women don't want to go all night, right? And it's in the man's man, it's in his head that he wants to go all night because he feels like more accomplished. Is there like a time limit? Is there like 20 minutes I'm good? An hour I'm good?
Again,
two
I
hours,
really
good.
Hate to generalize because well, everybody's listen, so man, different.
It's our
everybody's
we're going to
so
do what
different.
We want to do.
Okay.
It's our show.
Yes and no, right?
Oh,
I mean,
gosh,
yeah, so that, I mean, it's different for everybody's different. Some people, all night long, like literally all night long. See? I think that's kind of crazy. Because eventually, like literally, the vagina will start to swell up. It starts to get a little bit. Sorry about that. That's my phone. I should have turned my ringer off. The vagina can start to swell up. You start to have issues. It's good to take a pause, a break, from time to time. But no, I don't think. I just really think that's a hard question to answer for everybody.
Is it?
I do. Women are different. Some women, yeah, they're like after like an hour, like get off me, leave me alone, I'm done with you. Some women like to go for hours and hours and hours. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really is a personal thing. I to say definitive, oh, like, yeah, all men want to go all night. That's not reality. Well, different ages, different weights, different all kinds of stuff.
Well, I'm just saying there's a mystique out there where men feel like, oh, we got to go all. No, I'm not saying a we. I'm going to step away
men.
From this.
Take yourself out of the mix.
I'm going to take yourself out of this. Possibly some men say that, you know, you got to go all night and beat it up and blah, blah, blah. And technically, that's not what she wants. She wants something a little bit different, you know.
Yeah, I feel like it's the it's not quality versus quantity, but kind of is, right? Like, is it good for this time, you know, this short amount of time?
It has to be versus, some kind of good. He's in there. He's
right.
In
there. That's not true.
What happened? Something happened. He messed up on the application. You accepted the application.
I'll just say this. I feel like that is for sure a conversation that should be had between you and your partner. I feel like a conversation should be had. You should find out what that person likes and doesn't like. Some people don't, you know, like I said, they like tired. Like, okay, after, you know, an hour or whatever, they're good to go. Like, I'm good. Like, I don't need no more. Some people like going all night, right, or all day, whatever. And like I said, there's so many different levels of, you know, sexual... not orientation, but just sexual levels of, like I said, some people are nymphomaniacs, you know, literally they can do it all day, every day, and it's cool with them. Some people, you know, and it's related to so many different layers of things. And that's what I want to definitely talk to Taylor about is, you know, people have trauma or whatever, just different levels of things that are going on with them, where or some people are just overweight or whatever, like you know, it just, it could be so many different things where, like, okay, like I said, 20 minutes might be good for one person, mm-hmm. versus 3, 4, 5 hours might be what needs to be for the next person. That's a conversation should be had between sexual partners.
And to link it all back together, why that all makes sense, because we were talking about confidence and things of that nature. People have to be overly confident. Some people are not so much confident, you know, and they don't know, and therefore they're scared to ask the pertinent questions. And you're, again, it goes back to that communication that we were talking mm-hmm. about week after week after week. However, I am setting this up for Miss Taylor Mountain. Yeah, see, I'd say it's not. Okay. Yeah, I'm just
not
saying.
Your sister. You know,
it's not. It's not my sister at all.
Call it what I want. No, I'm just kidding. I definitely do not want to take anything away from her accolades and her creds, because she's doing amazing things out there for sure. But yeah. I can't help but just my sissy.
Coming back from the break, man, Miss Taylor Mountain. We're looking to ask you a lot of questions. Please come prepared, or bring your own vibe, whichever one you want to do. Answer the questions. Thank you very much. We'll be right back after this brief break. JB, can you cue us up?
M-E-T-R-O with the hoodie on. I keep me some pressure, so I'm never stressing.
I do.
You know it's my way like Usher.
My way.
Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the pressure.
Pressure.
Foot on the net, man, that's pressure.
Pressure.
I thought you knew better, see you ain't no soldier, you more than a brusher. I keep me some pressure, so I'm never stressing. You know it's my way like Usher. Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the pressure. Foot on the net, man, that's pressure. I thought you knew better, see you ain't no soldier, you more than a brusher. I'm smoking on gas, this shit pressure. I hit my plug on the regular. Money coming in on the regular. This shit like clockwork, you know that it's scheduled. I ride by my lonely, cause these niggas telling.
Snitch.
And you know that I'm a felon.
I am.
Still walk around with my glizzy. I give a fuck about how niggas feeling. A nigga too real, I won't fold under pressure. I had my test, nigga, trust me. Best set me down for the questions. I don't know nothing and I kept it stepping. Nigga too real, I won't fold under pressure.
No.
Holding that water, won't spill it.
I will.
When I die, nigga, secrets.
Girl, I did it great.
I keep me some pressure, so I'm never stressing.
I do.
You know it's my way like Usher.
My way.
Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the pressure. Foot on the net, man, that's pressure. I thought you knew better, see you ain't no soldier, you fold under pressure. I keep me some pressure, so I'm never stressing.
I do.
You know it's my way like Usher.
My way.
Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the pressure. Foot on the net, man, that's pressure. I thought you knew better, see you ain't a soldier, you born under pressure. Pressure bust pipes, we know you ain't fight. Neighborhood news channel on site.
Lose lips, but he never wanna fight. Smoking pressure, I be high as a kite.
Under pressure, I perform quite nice. Circle small, cause these niggas ain't right. We ain't never been cool or tight. Thoroughbreds keep around me all night.
If you got a problem, nigga, win some. Lay him down so he can't do no talking. I don't blame him, this hammer get the sparking. Niggas ain't safe, he a moving target.
Once I see him, then you know that I got a power for the shit that he popping. Bodies flow like a shark. Up by the wrong fold, but that I keep me some pressure, so I'm never stressing.
I do.
You know it's my way like Usher.
My way.
Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the pressure. Foot on the net, man, that's pressure. I thought you knew better, see you ain't no soldier, you fold under pressure. I keep me some pressure, so I'm never stressing.
I do.
You know it's my way like Usher.
My way.
Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the pressure. Foot on the net, man, that's
pressure.
I thought you knew better, see you ain't a soldier, you born under pressure.
They will.
Talking about a done it. DIP room with the cuss. It be a
switched up. Phone call for that life advice so I can see all me getting ticked up. But try to push it, didn't buzz. You just shot, but is it clutch? Don't get mixed up in the buzz. We do numbers in the buzz. Bro, gon' put one in the dubs. I'ma mix mine in a cup. We was supposed to fuck it up, but this shit got hella sus. We do numbers out the Dell. Say this shit all in the grills. It's too bad this shit ain't real. On your mind, all in your fails. We ain't moving, less is check. Don't do check, cause we do chess. Never hatin', you be blessed. Again, I'm staying on your neck.
I'ma face that wood like I ain't smoked out in a week, ayy. I be chillin' bad, but I'm gon' fuck around if you do. I been ducked off getting bread, but niggas still hate when they speak. Got niggas thinking that shit over, boy, that sucky shit ain't sweet.
Word.
Niggas better realize I be walk around with the pole.
Ayy.
Got them hollows in it, they gon' fuck around, leave a hole.
Ayy.
Most these niggas suckers, they ain't tryna stick to the code. Got niggas mad at me because this old bitch out here getting hoes.
Ayy.
Get the bag, gon' do the dash, be hella low.
Ayy, ayy.
You ain't bout that life, it's you big fella though.
Ayy, ayy.
Boy, just give it up, your shit be moving slow.
Ayy, ayy.
I'ma shoot this shit like it's a movie though.
Mayday.
Try to push it, didn't buzz. You just shot, but is it clutch? Don't get mixed up in the buzz. We do numbers in the buzz. Bro, gon' put one in the dubs. I'ma mix mine in a cup. We was supposed to fuck it up, but this shit got hella sus. We do numbers out the Dell. Say this shit all in the grills. It's too bad this shit ain't real. On your mind, all in your fails. We ain't moving, less is check. Don't do check, cause we do chess. Never hating, you be blessed. Again, I'm staying on they necks.
Welcome back.
I keep me some pressure, so I'm never stressing.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Appreciate you guys tuning in, hollering at your boy Pressure with Miss Natasha. So what's going on?
Hey, man,
we got a lot to cover. I cannot wait to get our next guest. Can you tell us a little bit more about Miss Taylor?
I definitely will. Like I said, she is she's from the for the most part we're from the Woodbridge area. Is that her? She was. I actually would rather. Is that her? Taylor, is that you?
Yes, it's me.
Hi.
How you doing,
welcome.
Ms. Mountain?
Hi there.
Welcome. I'm sorry. Pressure keeps telling me to stop calling you sissy and stuff like that. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to take away from your creds because I know.
I'm defending. I guess
you've been toiling away and going to school forever. So he just asked me to speak about you a little bit, but actually I'd rather you do that yourself so I don't misspeak on anything and let you kind of tell the people how awesome that you are.
Please.
Okay.
Oh, you got quiet on?
Can you hear us okay?
I'm sorry, one more time.
I said, can you hear us okay? Uh-oh.
So we're going to try this again. Taylor, can you hear us?
Yeah.
All right. So Taylor, basically we were talking about, we were bringing you in. Just interested in learning a little bit more about you, a little bit about your background, kind of what you do, kind of what makes you a little bit unique, and kind of what you bring to the table. Very, very interested in learning about you. I know I have a lot of male followers who's trying to get some therapy. I'm just saying, man, they hit me with this stuff. I don't know. But anyways, no, I'm serious. I'm being all jokes aside. We're really interested in kind of learning a little bit more about you. So can you tell us a little bit about yourself and kind of what you're doing and what you're up to?
All right. Hello, everyone. My name is Taylor. I'm in Chicago. I have been out here for about 5 years, and I came out here to go back to school for hospitality. So I know that Tasha mentioned that I do therapy. So I finished that program in 2012. And then I went back to school and got my MBA from DePaul University. So I'm out here and I'm working for the university. And I'm just in this time of the pandemic. I started working towards my licensure hours so that I can be a full-fledged licensed marriage and family therapist.
Nice.
In the state of Illinois. And I also started a subscription box business. It's going to launch in April.
Okay.
And it's called Pink Wave Box. And
I'm sorry, say that one more time. It's called what?
Like helped out with that.
Huh? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear it. What was it called again?
Say it again.
What was it called again? You said it was called Peep Boy Box? I couldn't hear you.
Pink Waves Box.
Okay.
And it is for women. It's a wellness box. It tackles all areas of how to relax, how to learn about your body, how to just be in the moment and ground yourself and just take a moment for yourself, because it takes it's crazy out there and you need to have a moment.
Right.
Absolutely.
Everything.
And I,
that's okay.
I agree with that. And a big thing about it, y'all got a lot of snow out there right now, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Several feet, I think.
Yeah, it looked kind of crazy. So a lot of, we just talked about people getting snowed in. You know, I'm sure people come in and reach out to you because they're having troubles dealing with COVID and they're locked in their snowsuits and their houses or whatever, and they can't move. Do you get a lot of questions about how do I deal with my spouse because he's getting on my nerve and I'm trapped in here with him because of all this snow?
And COVID.
And COVID.
Well, what we've seen a lot of is people are now like, we don't have anything else to kind of take our attention away from our relationship and kind of distract us.
Right.
So then when they're in the house, either with their family members or their significant other, they really are challenged to see, oh, do I really like this person, how they are, or was it just good for maybe social kind of environment?
Mm-hmm.
So we do have a lot of people that come in and then realize like, oh, okay, like, yes, our relationship had been going well for the past couple of years, but I'm realizing that there is just something off. And usually it's about communication. Sometimes it's just about if that is a good fit for them or not. Mm-hmm. And yeah, the pandemic has tested a lot of that for people. And then for others, of course, there's depression and anxiety. You're not really sure what's going on. And I had my own issues with that too. Still, there are moments where I'm like, is anything going to change? I don't know what's going on. What am I going to do? When is the future going to be here? All of that. But the pandemic has definitely brought a lot to light, I think, for people.
That's crazy that being locked in with your significant other brings so much pressure and so much focus for you to focus on that person to see if you like this person.
Like she said, though, you're eliminating those distractions, right?
Man,
we don't have the,
that's crazy.
You know, my life is totally different now than it was pre-COVID. You know, I different in different ways, but you're constantly right. Running, you're doing your day-to-day thing, you're taking care of the kids, the activities, the soccer practice. Well, you still got football, but you know, all that stuff. So now we're, like you said, we're just concentrated in there,
man.
You know, focused on this and my partner and my person in my house, and man, you know, it just brings a lot of highlights, a lot of things. So is there hate to go on the negative route, I'll try to stay positive, but I remember seeing and hearing, especially initially, you know, when COVID was kind of first kicking off, a lot of people stuck at home or having issues. There was like a lot more abuse and drama, things like that going on in the household because, right, again, eliminating those distractions where, you know, somebody might have just left the house, went to the bar, went to wherever, went to their friend's house, what have you.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't do that for a long time. Did you notice an uptick in those type of cases and that type of activity going on with some of your clients?
So the practice where I work, which is the Center for Relational Transformation here in Chicago, ours is primarily for couples. And they could be dating, they could be married for however long, but it's primarily couples. And so because of that, and we are focusing on the relationship aspect, if there are people who have had kind of domestic violence concerns, especially stuff that is ongoing, we do send them to another institute that's in Chicago, and I'm sorry, I'm kind of blanking on the name right now, but it is specifically to help people understand what is going on in the relationship dynamics that is unhealthy and can work on that. Whereas where I work, it is like, okay, so you do have some stability and there aren't drug issues, alcohol abuse, domestic violence or anything like that that plays into a part of how the relationship looks, because that already is something that needs to be worked out before you get to focus on the other aspects of your relationship, like communication or affection and intimacy, all of that.
So Let me ask a quick question, because you did talk about intimacy and you did talk about, you know, relationships and connections and communications. A lot of times of what I've seen or heard or whatever the case may be, anyways, information got to me, is that there's a lot of women who have past traumas in their life that affects them currently in their current situation. I don't know. Have you seen a lot of that in your recent dealings, or maybe that's just a figment of my imagination?
Baggage.
Honestly,
I was trying to be nice. See, y'all want me to be toxic. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Taylor.
Honestly, it's a mix of both past issues that have happened to both men and women.
Mm-hmm.
In my dating experiences, the partners that I've had, several of them have had something happen when they were younger. And this is both like men and women. This is friends that I've talked to. This is even just what I've heard from others. So I think it can go both ways. And not that there's necessarily like an uptick or anything, but it's one of those that I am listening for in my sessions. And there have been a couple that have come through, but again, it just depends on if the person decides on getting therapy or not, and what they also reveal, because it takes some time for that information to be shared. But I do know that there are some that have shared things in session with me that they may not have shared with their partner. So it's all just a matter of time to, honestly.
And I think that, you know, a lot of experiences dictate behaviors. I'm just being honest. Like, if they went through something in a previous relationship or even as a child, you know, it prevents them from taking that next step. And we were talking about that earlier, Tasha. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Being able to let it go and be free.
Let your guard down.
You know, let your guard down and be free. And a lot of times where people don't understand, in my personal experience, the men have to bring a lot of the confidence in them. So much so that they bring the confidence out of her and make her comfortable in a setting where she's confident to do that, because she's already not confident. Sometimes that is the case. Not all the time. But, you know, the confidence is key, like you were saying before. Because a woman's has been in you know, a bad or a dark place at one time or another, and they're shielded and they're guarded and they got walls up, and that takes a long time. That's why nobody really wants to start relationships. So who wants to break down all these barriers and get through all these things and nobody wants to do all that, but it's necessary to really get to the level that you want to get to. So I guess all I'm saying, what I'm saying is that, you know, do you think that a lot of walls are brought up because of, you know, previous traumas? Do you think that it's because of, you know, baggage? Do you think it's because of, I don't know, just the personality? Like, what are you seeing more of versus the other?
I know that you're looking for, like, a specific result.
Yeah, my man. Yes.
But it's still very much, like, on both sides. This is for men and women. And so I know you're like, oh, confidence, and the man can bring that out of the woman.
Possibly.
I have to say, I'm a very confident person. Mm-hmm. And so it has been a different situation too in the bedroom from my situations as well. So it's not necessarily, I think, the man that can bring it out, because at the same time, when you're, again, talking about like domestic violence, it's a lot to do with power and control. So
true.
That may not necessarily work for somebody who is dealing with that, those traumas from the past or past relationships or when they were younger. So it's not so much of the confidence, I think, that it is to help someone to open up, but rather the patience and the talking and the kindness and the understanding, because especially for sexual intimacy, that's something that can't be rushed.
Right.
And it needs to be something that is like intimate, and it's a safe space and all of that, and trust has to be there. So while, yeah, there are situations where I think the man or woman can bring out that confidence, it still comes back to really being able to listen and understand and care for, because sex is such a powerful and intimate thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Right. And even on Jasmine Sullivan CD or whatever, I think you heard of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you talking about
that. Yeah, man. So like there was one skit on that Jasmine Sullivan CD where she's talking about her sex is her superpower. Like, they feel a certain type of way, but when, you know, they're able to use that and leverage that, they feel stronger in some regards. And this is not for everybody, but some people actually use that for a confidence booster because they feel that they're lacking somewhere else or they're not sufficient somewhere else. But again, that's one person's story. So, yeah. I'm just thinking, you know, then there's a lot of variations of different things because everybody goes through something different. You know, everybody's got a different fingerprint. Therefore, your story is different. So you can't go to your homegirl and be like, hey, I feel this way. She may give you a different perspective, which is not even on your wavelength. You know what I'm saying? So
Yeah. You
got to be able to deal with those demons or troubles or issues or good times or bad times, you know, by yourself and be confident this is the strongest decision that you're going to make. So what do you think that, you know, a person who is kind of on the fence of going to therapy, what do you think they should do to kind of get them over the fence if they need that extra help? What would you say to those type of people?
People that are trying to decide if they should go or
right, to, right. Those people in limbo and stuff like that, because a lot of people don't go. They were like, oh, I'm good. I'm okay. You know, I'm okay. And they just pass it down and pass it down. But communication, they don't have a good communication source or system in place. Like maybe they may not be able to communicate with their spouse. Maybe they don't feel confident enough to do so and they don't want to tell their homegirls. Where do you think, at what point do you think they should kind of reach out to a person like you?
I think that the way that we have all been raised, a lot of it has been with maybe not the best communication tactics or relationship skills, and not because our parents set us up that way, but rather that's just what we've learned, and generationally that's what's come up. Mm-hmm. And so I think there's just a lot that we still need to learn and to change in our relationships or how we view ourselves. And nowadays, I think there's a lot more resources and understanding for people who do want to try and like figure out a little bit more about themselves, whether it is just understanding their body, if it's a sexual identity, if it is just trying to connect and relate more to their significant other. I think there's just a lot more resources out there and people that are not really judgmental, because I think that's been a big issue too, of like sharing your thoughts and your ideas and having that with somebody else, and that could be like too much for somebody to know. But we're trained in helping you and to make sure that you're doing what's best for your life, what you want, and that you're getting the most out of it.
Taylor, that's actually awesome. And that's, I was just showing pressure. I have mm-hmm. a little notes, my little thoughts, whatever. And you touched on a little bit, and I just, something I wanted to pick your brain on as well, is the impact of kind of generational curses, right? And just as a side note to that, like just what you were just saying, right? You know, we are so blessed and fortunate as a generation, as this society that we're in right now. We have so much information. It's kind of an overload a little bit sometimes. So much information accessible and available to us pertaining to mental health, pertaining to, you know, just having these discussions, these dialogues, because I think there's, for so long, there's such a stigma on, you know, mental health and not addressing that. And, you know, there's like people, a lot of people look at it like, oh, you know, you're going to talk to a therapist or you're going to talk to somebody to get some help. Oh, there must be something wrong with you. There must be inherently something wrong with you. But the reality is we've been raised by a previous generation and their generation and the impacts that they were programmed with, right? With the lack of this information, with the lack of this knowledge on how to kind of figure out a better way to live a better life and a more healthy life and have that aspect of wellness. So I guess, after saying all that, my question to you is to say, what do you think about generational curses? You know, is that something that you see a lot with your clients?
Yeah, I think that it really just takes that one person to say, like, no, I'm not going to do that anymore. I want to see things change. And it takes a lot of boldness and pride and all of that confidence to just be like, you know what, this is something that is an issue. I want to make sure that this doesn't happen to my children, or just have this continued in my family. So generational curses are definitely there. Generational curses, I'm sorry. And I can definitely say that for me, my first thought of that was about like relationships and marriage, because both my parents have been divorced and then remarried, And actually, my mom is about to get remarried again, so that's really exciting. Dr. Dre. But aside from that, looking at how that is, I'm like, okay, well, I want to make sure that I'm doing something a little bit different,
right,
so that in my future relationship, either it's not as hard if for some reason there is a divorce that happens, or just that, you know, I have all the tools that I need before I go into that marriage, and making sure I have all the sources that I need. So it takes that one person that's like, you know what, I'm going to make this change. I'm going to make things different and kind of step out there, because a lot of people won't necessarily support it. Even though they are your family, you just got to do what you think is best and just be confident that what you're doing is right.
And that's definitely very tough. When you're bucking the generational trend, you know, you kind of go off road a little bit because
you looked at as the black sheep sometimes.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. But you have to take that step, and you know, it goes right back to confidence. You know, it's a big word.
Self-love,
today.
Confidence, all of it, right? Because
a lot of people are not going to support you in what you do. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm blessed to have a very good support system. You know, but you know, a lot of people are not. You see what I'm saying? So to be able to jump out there off the ledge, so to speak, go out there, try something new, brash, and understand that a lot of people don't want you to succeed and still keep going, and then find success after that, you know, I think that's very rewarding. So
exactly. Yeah, so. You just have to do it.
Yeah. So I think that, you know, I understand what you're saying in the direction. I think the people would be lucky to be able to reach out to you. So what's your information? How can they get to you? Social media and all that type of stuff. Can you shoot your plug real quick?
Yeah. So I'll say on the therapy side of things, I can only see clients that are in Illinois, and I'm a part of a practice called the Center for Relational Transformation. So if you're looking to really explore your relationship and your dynamics with your partner, and maybe it could just be your relationships with your family members, I think we are a great place to definitely work with you there. But again, unfortunately, we're still only in the Illinois boundaries. Outside of that, I do coaching. So if you go to Instagram to Your Tailored Living or Tailored Living Coaching, you can find me there, as well as at YourTailoredLiving.com, so that gives you a little bit more information about me.
Okay.
And then for the box, that again is going to be started in April. Right now I just have an Instagram page, and that is for Pink Wave Box.
Pink as a P-I-N-K, the color.
A lot of pink everywhere.
Yeah. I'm gonna leave that alone. That
Hey, I told you, man.
Actually, I have a question for you. Something that I've been meaning to ask you in person, but I just think, I mean, you know, never one.
Let me get my tea.
There you go. Look at you. What is it that made you decide to take this path? What is it that you feel like this path, this career resonates with you and your soul and your spirit, that this is something you feel like you should be doing with your life right now?
Oh, good question. I know that you guys were talking earlier about like, going to school and like, you're there for so long and everything. And my dad was like, okay, Taylor, you're not going to be a career student. I was like, okay, Dad, I won't do that.
That's the word,
so
career student.
Yep. I try to make sure that with what I have done, I can use in multiple ways. I've also been someone that I think is like a jack of all trades. So I'm not really like excellent at just one thing, but I'm good at a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm.
And just for my life, I wanted to make sure that I'd be able to do all of those things that I want to and have that fulfillment. So while I am a therapist, I still have another job that's very much just like tangible logistics. It helps me to like think a little bit better. And then I do have that emotional side of things for the therapy. And just with this box too, it was a little bit from the pandemic and wanting to still reach people, because I know that therapy, again, is not for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So just finding another way to get that into people's lives and still just plays to what my strengths are. So okay. My path is leading me to ultimately a bed and breakfast that would be for like a therapeutic side. It might be for couples. I'm still debating, even after all these years, it still may be for couples or just individuals, but
a little breakfast nook.
They get bedside therapy. Get some bedside therapy for your afternoon delight. That's awesome, man.
That's actually pretty cool, though.
Yeah, it is, absolutely. And I'm just so proud of you and so excited to see all the things that you're doing. And and just real quick, I just wanted to talk about Pink Waves just a little bit, because I think that's awesome as well. I know for women, I know we see it a lot. I haven't really seen it so much. I should keep that to myself. It might be a good idea. But anyway, I've seen there's different boxes of different samplers of different products that, you know, we as women, we like to try different things, different creams, different makeups, whatever.
Yeah, they do.
And like you said, your focus being on wellness, I thought that was an amazing idea when you started talking to me about that, putting a box together for wellness for women, and whether it be candles. And then you know, I remember we first started having that discussion. It was like, well, what can we incorporate from pure romance, from the romantic, the sensual, the sexual side of things, and that tapping into that part of our wellness as well. Again, just mirroring back to what you're talking about too, right? Like you were talking about all the different facets of yourself that you're tapping into and keeping that balance, right? Mm-hmm. So promoting a box like that encourages that for women, and it kind of promotes that and gives us a chance to kind of celebrate ourselves. That's what actually Taylor became actually one of the first consultants that I have on my team, so that she could do these boxes and she can go ahead and incorporate Pure Romance products into the boxes.
You didn't tell me that is. What are you doing?
I did
right
tell
now?
You this, Joker. We talked this
are
morning. Don't play with me.
No, for real. You did tell me this?
Yes. Anyway, so I just thought that was an amazing idea to incorporate different, like I said, different facets, incorporate different samples, different items that can promote and touch on, like I said, those different aspects of wellness that kind of help us all have a whole, a bigger, broader picture of comprehensive wellness for ourselves. And like I said, I think that's amazing. I'm so proud of you. And I remember we were first talking about it, she was like, well, I need something to kind of feed that creative side of myself. And I think that's so important that we're aware of that. We're so dynamic. Because people have so many different sides of us, so many different facets of us, right? And to go ahead and do those things that tap into those things and kind of feed that side of us, that way we're not, you know, so much, it fills up so much within us that we're not looking at, you know, and going back to the insecurity and stuff like that. You know, people, when you're fulfilled with what you're doing and with what you're yourself, it's so much easier to not be concerned about the dumb shit. you know what I'm saying, around you, you know,
this
to
is
be
true.
Not caught up with all the
and that
incorporates
here.
Back into relationships as well. If you're fulfilled in what you're doing and you're happy with yourself, you don't worry and dwell so much on what my partner's doing. What is he doing? What is this? And you know what I'm saying? You eliminate a lot of the back and forth, a lot of the confusion and the drama, because it goes back to you making sure that you're fulfilled within yourself.
But you can also eliminate other things too. I think there's other methods of eliminating a lot of the noise that's going on in your current situation, your relationship, you know, and things of that nature. I call it a side guy.
Oh, see, there you go. There you go with the bullshit. We trying to be also righteousness.
You was about to go there. Killer kicked in.
He just he just trying to show up. That's okay though, because that means we've come to. We have come to the
pinnacle
of this interview.
There you go. We're
going to wrap this one up.
Yeah, there you go. Taylor, I definitely appreciate you coming through.
Thank you so much.
I'm so proud of you.
I love you so much. And thank you again. That's all I can say. Thank you. I know you're busy. I know you got your clients coming in and out. You're helping people and promoting positive energy and helping people to be healthy and well and all that. And I love you and I'm so proud of you.
Absolutely. And she got a pink box. She plugged her pink. Now hit Taylor up for a pink. Hit Taylor up for
Thank
a pink box.
Thank you for having me.
All day. Taylor, you got it. Pink box, all that. You
pink
know.
Waves. Pink waves.
It's the pink waves. Get her pink waves. It's better than the box. It's the waves. No, for real. I appreciate you, Taylor. Thank you so much for sliding through. Man, listen, man. BYOV, holla at your boy, Pressure. This is Miss Natasha. We out of here, man. Next week, dog. Hit us up Wednesday, 7 p.m. And don't forget your side guy. Have a nice night, guys. Bye.
T-I-O. With the hoodie on. I keep me some pressure, so I'm never stressing.
I do.
You know it's my way like Usher.
My way.
Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the pressure. Foot on their neck, man, that's pressure. I thought you knew better, see you ain't no soldier. You fold under pressure. I keep me some pressure, so I'm never stressing.
I do.
You know it's my way like Usher.
My way.
Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more.